Dear family, it's necessary for me to give you a little background on this message before you get into it. We're getting our information from someone who works for the Department of Defense on a really high security level. He's one of the people in the many teams that the government has that calculates the dangers to Earth and humanity, whether it be war, famine, or comets and the like, meteors, whatever. And last night, on Thursday, July 29th, Paul Begley interviewed him. And here are some of the things that he gave us to know. He has permission to share certain things and other things he cannot share. But I think you need to know about this, and you probably need to think about following him because the Lord has told me his information is very accurate. His main thing is that he knows things that will destroy many people, and he grieves for that, so he has been allowed to reveal certain things that are coming to help people prepare. That's his whole heart. Okay, so here we go. Russia-Ukraine is going to turn into Russia-NATO fairly quickly. In other words, the war is going to go from Ukraine into NATO and all European countries. Ocean levels are going to suddenly rise about 15 feet very soon. Our skies are in trouble, and auroras will be seen everywhere. Now, aurora borealis has to do with plasma and the energy from the sun, that a magnetic energy that hovers over the Earth and becomes illuminated. And normally it's only seen at the poles, but because of the things that are going on, it's going to be seen all over the world. And that's not a good sign. It's beautiful to look at, but a very ominous sign. People will have radiation sickness in several parts of the Earth. I have already experienced that up here. Swollen ankles, hair falling out, and nausea. Several people have had the same symptoms. And that's radiation sickness. The Earth's dynamo, that is the core that drives the Earth in its rotation, is having issues and will soon flip, a magnetic flip. Okay, so the magnetosphere is going to be weakened, and the radiation from the sun, instead of staying at the poles, will begin to permeate the whole Earth and heat the Earth up from the outside in. And solar storms will also be a problem. Once the dynamo flips, that's the rotation on the inside, once it flips, the solar storms will hit the Earth directly. There's also a big ice shelf that is about to fall over. It's like a diving board in the Antarctic. What happened was the Earth is heating up, and this particular glacier was on top of the Earth, and the Earth was so warm it started melting this glacier from the bottom up and has left us with kind of a diving board formation, but it's huge. And at some point this is going to crack and fall off into the water. And when it does, the water level will raise 15 feet in 12 hours. Now, this is a tsunami or anything violent, as far as we know, but it will just, the water level will just increase 15 feet all around the world. It's interesting because President Trump was always saying, watch the water, watch the water. It's interesting about this dynamo, the power inside the Earth. Mike from around the world said it's very interesting how it runs, and they're just discovering now it flows up and down and back and forth. It's amazing from the core. Okay, so the big ice shelf is going to fall, and it'll displace water around the world. The aim of the Earth, due to centrifugal forces, the spin, has about a 300-foot wall of water at the equator. What it is a 300-foot deep area of water. It's deeper than any other place on the Earth, or at least in that place. And the centrifugal force of the Earth keeps that rotating at the equator. And when the centrifugal force is diminished, and the reason it's being diminished is things are coming in from outer space. Some kind of pulse is coming in and causing it to sputter. And if that diminishes, then that wall of water around the equator will disperse over the whole planet rather than staying. So that's 300 feet of water all around the world. So that's another water issue. Solar storms will cause a lot of issues. And when you see the aurora borealis, that's a solar storm. And it's going to be seen all over the Earth instead of just at the poles. If you guys saw the movie The Core and the movie 2012, you kind of have an inkling of what's coming. And one of the rules of the Illuminati is they've got to let people know what's about to happen. And they use the motion picture industry to do that. So 2012 was really a good look into things, and The Core and other movies like that that I haven't seen. Mike has told us things before that have happened, but they happen in a slightly different timing and way, and that's the Lord's mercy stepping in. But what he's saying about these water events is that they may happen as soon as December. Both the problem at the equator and the ice shelf that is beginning to break off in Antarctica. One of the things he brought to mind is that people need to be in a weakened state when the Antichrist appears on the scene. And the governments of the world and the black hats, which the Lord is now calling the black hearts, they know about all these earth changes, and they've known about them, many of them, since World War II. They've known for quite a long time, and they haven't said anything to us about it. They haven't prepared us, but they are planning their event to install the Antichrist to happen in conjunction with the aftermath of some of these events so that people will be very vulnerable, and they'll be reaching for order out of chaos, and that's when they'll introduce the Antichrist. Which the Lord told me is Obama. Three times he told me, so I believe that's what's happening there. And he will have an army with him. Now, Mike said something interesting last night. He said, suppose you're at home in your neighborhood and all of a sudden 15-foot soldiers show up outside in the streets. Now, he played down what he said about 15 feet, but that may have been a drop for us to pick up on, that these people will be giants, because the Lord has told me they were preparing an army inside the earth. And that's, he's told me that, what, a good 7 years ago anyway, and that they were getting restless because things weren't happening fast enough. But this, I believe, is the army from within the earth, and they may be 15 feet tall or 12 feet tall, or even if they were 8 feet tall, that would be very intimidating. And the whole idea is to have them heavily armed, highly organized, put in places all around the earth, no place excluded, just all over the earth, coming out with a show of force, and then talking gently to the people and telling them, we're here to protect you, right? So they create the chaos, and then they bring in the big soldiers to take care of it, will scare the tar out of people. And then the soldiers is good cop, bad cop. They're really nice and protective. We're here to protect you, is what they're going to say. And that's how people will grasp for the new world leader, is because things will be so deteriorated in such a mess that everyone will be grasping for some kind of security. And he'll come across, the whole army and everything else will come across as highly trained, highly competent, and ready, and with power. So we should be aware of that. Man won't be able to kill these soldiers. Man won't be able to harm them. Well, I know that guy that came out of the cave and speared one of the soldiers. What was his name? The Kandahar giant. Yeah, they have the genetic material for very big people. There's no doubt about that. And if they're reproducing them in the earth, wow, they won't have a soul. The Lord told me before, they'll be without a spirit. I know this sounds like science fiction, but the truth can be stranger than fiction. Okay, so that's how the Antichrist will come into power. And let's see what else. Okay. there will be, because of the aurora borealis and the distribution of radiation, radiation sickness will be everywhere. People will be, you know, have all the, symptoms of radiation sickness. Now, I don't know, in World War II and they didn't get sick. I don't know if miso will protect us from that, but I know the Lord will. But miso is what they were fed in a hospital during World War II when the atomic bomb was dropped. I'm not sure which one. And the men, people were in the hospital. They were receiving miso soup every day. All those people lived without any radiation sickness. And that was really a miracle. So get some miso soup, keep it on hand. And right now I'd start taking it because right now radiation is increasing from the earth coming out. And sunlight will have a drastic effect. Charged particles in space, sunlight will have a drastic effect because the magnetosphere will be gone in certain places and it'll burn people. You'll go outside in the sun and it'll start to hurt, and you'll come right back in. You won't expose your body to it. That's how strong it's going to be. Now, this is in Revelation, guys. That's pretty interesting. All of this is in Revelation. The sun would make people sick and would burn up the land. Let's see what else. And there are fluids moving inside of the earth. They've just discovered that molten iron and nickel are starting to fluctuate, and polarity is changing. And they found out that the liquid molten rock inside the earth goes up and down and back and forth. It has a different pattern. It's not just stabilized in the very center. And that's one reason why magnetic fields are in chaos. And we're in the middle of it now, and the earth's crust is heating. And that's why the glaciers are melting from the ground up. The glaciers that melt in the water, not an issue. The glaciers that melt from the ground up are the issue. And around Antarctica, there's also a cold water ring that repels the warm water. And that ring will be dissolved at some point and allow the warm water from the ocean to penetrate the poles and get to the glaciers and melt them. That's going to be disrupted as well. So much of this is tied into magnetism. And the rotation of the earth has been sputtering. And that's some incoming pulses that they either they know and they're not saying, or they don't know where they're coming from. But the earth is emitting gamma rays from the inside out. And look for a major eruption to happen in the near future to let off this pressure. It's very strong, and it's coming up around California especially. There are ancient volcanoes that are beginning to heat up because magma is increasing. More rock is melting inside the earth, and so it's expanding. And then he talked about Lake Mead is definitely going to fail. There's not anything they can do about it. And I guess Las Vegas heavily depends on Lake Mead. So that almost seems like a judgment coming because of what happens in Las Vegas. And then one thing I wanted to mention to you guys is that so the left is going to start to spread PR to make them look like they're moving into the Patriots booth and becoming Patriots. But the truth of the matter is that's just a facade. And what they're going to bring with them is communism. Now, that's if they succeed. On the other side of the coin, President Trump, who has always been our president, even in this situation, he has been arresting and executing high officials in the government, high-profile people, and replacing them with actors. So we wouldn't have a civil war over the changes in government. People wouldn't freak out. So they've been doing it surreptitiously, under the radar. So Biden is not really Biden. He's an actor who plays Biden. And sometimes you can see the mask along the side of his face where the skin color changes. And someone said they caught on camera where he pulled his nose out. The mask. the nose mask and then let it back in because it was uncomfortable or something. Now that's funny. We're like Pinocchio, right? I don't know if you guys know it, but Kentucky's had 16 inches of rain in a very short period. And one of the things that's going to happen is the moisture will double on the earth temporarily. And because of that atmospheric compression, it will bring pop-up storms without a front. And they'll drop an enormous amount of water. So instead of 5 inches, it'll be 15 inches. And the snow, layers of snow and ice will build up. And then suddenly the next day, it'll be 80 degrees. And Mike warned us about this before. He said, you're not going to have a fall and a spring. It's going to go from winter to summer and summer to winter. So very quickly. And that happened this spring. I don't know where you live, if it was that way, but it was this way here. Instead of the spring lasting for 2 or 3 months, it was like 2 or 3 weeks. And winter was gone and summer was here. The leaves had come out and everything. The sun is about to shimmy. Its chemical composition of the sun is changing and it's becoming cooler. But because of that, the infrared is increasing. Even though the sun is cooling down a little, the infrared is increasing. And that's one of the things that will be burning and scorching the earth, as is written in Revelation, is the increase in infrared on the sun, which happens when the sun cools down, I guess. But it's about to shimmy. The sun is about to shimmy. And I think that's because the chemical composition is changing. And the rains from the fresh water that's released by these, what do you call them? Icebergs or glaciers. That water will evaporate quickly because of the radiation. So we're going to go from very wet to very dry. Yeah, in a short period of time. Okay, this is really interesting. There's a large body in outer space coming towards us. It will pass by on the 31st of July. That's 2 days away. And it has a debris field that they are concerned might affect the earth and start fires. If you see amber lights in the sky, it's part of that debris field. And he didn't say whether or not we'd see this thing. So we don't know if we'll see it or not. But it's going to begin on the 31st of July and go until the 3rd of August. Hopefully we'll get to see what that is. Hopefully it won't be any tragic events for people. One of the things that Mike from around the world mentioned is that a lot of things, earthquakes, famines, droughts, comets, all of that is happening in a compressed ratio. Instead of it happening over a period of decades, it's happening over a period of years and days. So something that should have been, you know, you look at all the changes that are taking place. Oh, that should have taken months. Instead of months, it's going to be taking weeks. It's going to be compressed. And that's going to cause things to be more chaotic. And that this is all, as far as we know, part of the effects of Nibiru, the ninth planet, and the binary star Nemesis, which has several planets rotating around it with several moons. So it's quite a force. Can't really see it because it's behind the sun right now, but it's on our ecliptic. And that's what's causing these issues. And the last time it was here was, was it at the Lord's crucifixion? I think he said it happens every 2,000 years. So it can go all the way back. It goes back to Exodus. When Exodus happened, a lot of things that occurred during Exodus, the plagues and what have you, were brought about. Now, that's not to say God didn't do it. He did it. There are no two ways about it. He allowed it and he timed it. But a lot of that happened when Nemesis was here before, which is about 4,000 years ago. And then maybe when the Lord was crucified, I'm not sure about that. But I know there were a lot of earthquakes, and a lot of the indigenous peoples recorded severe earthquakes around that time. That's what they do. They take out archaeological information that's buried from the ancient people, and they study that. They don't release it to the public because they don't want to freak the public out. They don't want business to stop. You know, good grief. Okay. And here's another interesting thing he mentioned. 114 cattle died, and they were all pointing the same direction. Weird. I wouldn't be surprised if that has to do with magnetism. And a bunch of sheep died too, and they were all pointing in the same direction. He didn't elaborate on what that force was, but he told us that. Now, the last thing I want to mention is that he had told us before that there's going to be a volcano eruption in South America that is attached to the plate that will affect California. I'm not talking about the San Andreas. It'll set off the San Andreas, but I'm talking about the Coast Plate. So the Coast Plate, which is down in South America, I believe you said Peru, yep. And that area. Yeah, when something goes off in Peru, when there's a huge volcano in Peru, that may very well release that plate, and that will have the repercussions of coming up the coast, going into the Sea of Cortez, where Mexico is, and all the way up into Seattle and Alaska. So it's going to be a huge, huge movement. So anyway, that's the skinny, as well as I can give it to you, about the earth changes that are coming. And check it out for yourself. I think you'll find that this man is very honest. He's on Thursday nights when Paul Begley interviews him, but he also gives updates on his channel on SoundCloud, Council of Time. Now, here's what the Lord had to say about all these things. Lord, what a night. And the Lord answered me, you listened to it twice to let it sink in. It was not a waste of time. You remember how good you felt afterwards because you were in my permissible will. So what I'm talking about is Mike from Around the World's interview with Paul Begley on the 28th of July, Thursday night. Thursday night is when Paul interviews him. And Mike from Around the World is with the Department of Defense, but he's one of those people in a very specialized compartment who is responsible for discovering threats to our survival, planet Earth, all kinds of threats, whether it be political, war, asteroids, anything. And they're very, very deep. The information that he gets comes, a lot of it comes from archaeology, because things that are happening now have happened before. But he gets a tremendous amount of information from NASA and other sources, things that we would not be privy to. And he is permitted to talk about it. Certain items can be divulged and other ones cannot. So he gives us as much of a heads up as he can. His main interest is in preparing people for what is coming so that they're awake. And, you know, to think about it, the motion picture industry has also got their orders from, I guess, the CIA or whatever. They did that movie 2012. And that revealed a lot of what is actually going on inside the Earth. And also the Core movie, that also brought things up. And I'm sure there's many more. You know, there's things about aliens and what have you. But we don't watch movies normally unless the Lord puts his finger on one. And those two, he put his finger on. So we watched them. And tucked away inside of those movies is information about what is really going on and what's really coming. So I'm here with our community, and we're in our prayer time together. And the Lord had some things to say about what we learned last night from Mike from around the world. By the way, his channel, and that message will be posted on his channel, is Council of Time on SoundCloud. If you want to look it up and listen to it, last night's edition was just jam-packed with information. Anyway, the Lord said, you didn't waste your time. You remember how good you felt afterwards? Because you were in my will. You have a background in geology, and I know it is fascinating to you. The earth is unfathomably complex. In heaven, you will learn all of its many unusual attributes, even ones that impact those on earth that mankind is not aware of. You most definitely are impacted by the many and diverse energies at play within the earth. It is so true that sin on the earth, especially the deep-seated sin, where millions go into agreement with immorality, that generates energies fit for destruction of the very earth that allows you to live. Remember, I told you there are 8 dimensions. Man has his own reckoning of dimensions, but what I have shared with you are my order, which I created. As man becomes more and more aware of the fearsome aspects of energy created by the collective consciousness, he will use that information to manipulate it for his own selfish ends. And to be very honest with you guys, I'm almost positive that's being done now and has been done for decades. But there's higher levels of knowledge yet to be revealed. When I come to reclaim my domain, all of that shall end. My children practice righteousness. Do not give in to temptations to cheat, steal, or manipulate it. Be without guile, like Nathaniel. When I come to reclaim my domain, all of that shall end. My children, practice righteousness. Do not give in to temptations to cheat, steal, or manipulate. Be without guile, like Nathaniel. Those who beguile others shall themselves be beguiled. Lying, cheating, and stealing has become a way of life for many. What you sow, you shall in time reap. Do not give in to the impulse to sin. Oppose it, even violently, in your own personal lives. Yeah, sometimes we have to do violence to ourselves to keep us from cheating on something. We're so tempted. And remember, it's not all us that's tempting us. It's also the tempter himself provoking us. But we have to renounce that. The Lord continued, some of you are contemplating little white lies. This title, Little White Lies, is a justification for evil doing. The only time I approve of these methods are when unrighteous men make ungodly laws in order to suppress the faith and knowledge of God. That's why smuggling Bibles into lockdown countries is approved of by me. Just be careful not to manipulate this rule for your own personal gain, meaning cheating on your income tax to contribute to a mission. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and you will have peace of mind. Be men and women of integrity, lest you bring shame to my name. Men cannot fathom what is about to happen on this earth, or even what is happening now in plain sight. His mind has been manipulated to see things that are not there and to be blind to what is there. This is why you must go deeper in your lives, children. Do not be a part of the matrix of lies that are being daily distributed by the media. The source of these lies is none other than the father of lies, Satan, who is hell-bent on destroying the earth and enslaving its inhabitants, luring them to worship him in return for prosperity, health, and protection. Do not walk into the web of lies he has constructed over the earth. Rather, seek me daily, and I shall reveal the truth to you, either by word of mouth or by my spirit. But I will not leave you ignorant of the forces you are blind to. Along with this knowledge comes the charge to pray for these people who are in the grips of Satan's lies and empty promises. They will never be saved if you do not cover them with prayers for their salvation. Many of these believe they are doing a good and necessary thing by deceiving the public. It will be too late for them when these things that are deliberately being hidden happen. This is why I need your prayers for them. So many have been carefully formed since childhood. So many of these people in the government who are really doing lying and misleading people. They've been carefully formed since childhood to believe these secret agendas will bring a better world. They haven't been given the grace to see the truth. Pray for this, and I will answer that prayer. Lord, open their eyes. All around the world, my people pray, Father in heaven, please open the eyes of the blind and deceived so that they can see the real agenda behind many of these movements, such as destroying food warehouses, poisoning water, and using electrical appliances to spy on our personal moments. So many are being watched and classified into groups for the purpose of manipulating or destroying them. Many are marked for destruction and do not know it. But I laugh at the plans of men because I alone have the power to stop them and to protect others. Do not be afraid of any man. Know that I am with you and will uphold your cause. And if I wish to call you to myself, it shall be swift and merciful. Nothing is worth the loss of your souls.